Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
If a recent survey of federal acquisition employees is correct, there's a growing desire for innovation in procurement. That brings up a few questions. Which agencies are actually innovating in procurement? Does innovation even exist? And if so, is it worth the risk? Soraya Correa, the DHS Chief Procurement Officer, believes she can answer all three of those questions. She tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about how the Procurement Innovation Lab, or PIL, is taking innovative acquisition risks.
We're really excited about the PIL annual report because it's a great opportunity for others within DHS but also outside of DHS to learn more about the Procurement Innovation Lab, what we're doing, and how we're promoting good innovation to promote best practices within this department, which ultimately leads to better lead times in procurement, cost savings, and more importantly, better mission outcomes. But in addition to the annual report, one of the features that we've added to our Procurement Innovation Lab is called the PIL Boot Camp. The PIL Boot Camp is basically an immersed course of study on how to conduct a Procurement Innovation Lab project. So we have the opportunity to bring in students. In this case, when we did DHS only, we brought in folks from across the department to learn more about how to participate in a project and to learn some of the innovative techniques that we have. People walk out of the course not only understanding what our innovative techniques are, but encourage them, motivated to go out and innovate, to be innovative in procurement, and to be innovative within the constructs of the Federal Acquisition Regulation. It's been so popular and so well received that we actually hosted a PIL boot camp, or actually two PIL boot camps, for the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, where we had folks from across federal government agencies participating, and the feedback has been phenomenal. People really appreciated the boot camps. In fact, we've been invited by individual agencies to come back and feature the PIL boot camp at their training workshops. So we're really excited about all the great things that we're doing at the PIL. But more importantly, we're getting some really good procurements awarded in a very timely manner, very efficiently being done, and we're saving money, time, energy, and again, improving the outcomes of these procurements for our various missions that we serve.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. Let me maybe start in the middle with the PIL boot camp, because I think this is a fascinating example. Maybe talk a little bit about how the boot camp explains that, yes, in the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulation, the thing that everyone loves to hate, there's plenty of opportunity for innovation.
So the PIL boot camp is a one-day immersive workshop on procurement innovation techniques. And what we really teach folks is to take many of the principles that are in the FAR and think a little bit outside the box. Let me give you a classic example, oral presentations. Oral presentations have been around forever. It's how you do the oral presentations. It's making sure that you create an opportunity to get really good interactive dialogue going between the government and industry, working to get better information. Product demonstrations is another classic example. Nothing in the FAR precludes you from doing that. So you can conduct product or technical demonstrations where you use the show me, don't tell me concept with industry. Come show me what you're going to do for me, or come show me how your product works, rather than me reading a couple hundred pages that may discuss how the product could work but may not necessarily show me the features of that product. Another example that I like to use is the down select, because they made me a believer in down select. The down select process, where you're in essence going through phases where you're down selecting to a lesser number of proposals, can be done in a variety of ways. You can do voluntary down select or mandatory down select. There's a whole bunch of ways that you can do that. It's all up to how clever you want to be, how smart you want to be, and talking to industry, getting feedback from industry on what they think will work. Industry is always willing to share with you their best thoughts and innovative practices that they either pursue or they have seen pursued in other projects that they've worked on, as long as you're willing to talk to them before you issue that solicitation. And that's one of the things that the PIL and that our group has been doing. We consistently communicate with industry, try to learn from them, and try to share our ideas with them so that they understand better what we're trying to do. So we're really excited about it. I believe innovation exists. Innovation is only limited by the fear that we introduced into our organizations, the fear of protest, the fear of lacking leadership support. Those are the things that limit innovation. Innovation is all about how far you're willing to go, how far you're willing to stretch, without breaking the law, of course, and without violating policy and procedure.
Sarai, you talk about the fear of protests, the fear of lacking leadership support. But what I hear time and again is really the fear of oversight, the fear of auditors. So maybe talk a little bit about how the pill and the boot camp addresses that issue.
It's not about bringing them into our process. In fact, I really wouldn't want to compromise them that way. But it is sharing with them what we're doing. It's about telling them up front some of the ideas that we're exploring, some of the things that we're doing, especially with like Congress or the IG or the GAO. Or if you're really going to try something like way outlandish, way out of line, like when we did an innovative process on closing out low-risk contracts, I went over and talked to them about it. You know, we sent them the process and said, tell us if there's anything here that causes you concern. It is about communicating, and it is about keeping them informed of what you're doing so that there are no surprises. But more importantly, it's about laying out the process that we're going to follow, laying out our plan, our game plan, and then following that plan. More and more often, when I look at IG reports and GAO reports and the findings that we get from auditors, it's because we didn't follow our own process. We didn't follow the rules of the road that we said we would set. In fact, often that's what causes us protest. We sometimes don't follow the rules of the road. We don't follow through on the things we said we would do in the solicitation or in our debriefing. We don't explain things well enough so that the vendor really understands why they weren't selected over another vendor. So it is more about how we communicate, what we communicate. And that's what we try to educate folks on, that you're not limited in innovation. It's just you got to tell people what you're doing. You got to help industry understand it. You got to help your leadership understand it. You got to help your lawyers understand it. You got to help the IGs and the GAOs and others understand it. So it's about explaining the process that you're going to follow, following that process, and if you deviate from that process, explaining why you deviated from that process.
That's actually a very interesting explanation, because it comes back to, and we can say it and say it again, but communication, communicate, and then communicate again. So maybe talk a little bit about the PILS annual report. This is the first one you guys have put out. The PILS 3 years old. What are some of those highlights from that annual report that shows, hey, here's the innovation we've done and here's how it worked, and even here's some, you know, places where maybe we've stepped in it a little bit?
We took a very different approach with our annual report. Rather than just throwing out facts and figures, we first go through and talk about what is the Procurement Innovation Lab? How is it structured? What is the framework of the lab? You know, we are focused on, in our Procurement Innovation Lab, we are about testing, or what we call testing or experimenting, and then sharing, institutionalizing knowledge. So we talk about this continuous cycle of testing, getting feedback, sharing that information, and even retesting on our processes. And the first thing that we talk about is you can't be afraid of making mistakes. You can't be afraid of failing, because that's part of the learning process. We learn as much from our mistakes as we learn from our successes. And it is extremely important that we share that learning. And one of the things, one of the features of the PIL, is that we use the people who run the projects that we've worked, successful or unsuccessful, we use them to help educate the masses on what we've done. And we publish our webinars. We not only host our webinars, but then we publish those webinars so people can go back and listen to them again. We also go back and get feedback. At every stage of the process that we're working a project, we get feedback, and we talk about that in our annual awards. And we talk about the fact that to date we've accomplished 26 procurement projects, which have incorporated innovative techniques that are focused on either improving or encouraging better competition, reducing the time to award, or achieving cost savings. But more importantly, it's always about mission outcomes. Every project, everything that we do in the PIL is always focused on achieving mission and how do we effectively and efficiently deliver. Today, we have about 19 active projects, and we have about 12 projects that we've accomplished or in the process of completing that focus on business processes. So it's not just about the procurements that we conduct, but it's also looking at some of our business processes and how we can improve them, how we can streamline those processes so people can get in and out of the process as quickly as possible. If you've ever talked to a program manager or somebody who served on a technical evaluation, the most frustrating thing for them is when they're tied up reading proposals and can't be out there doing the job that they were really hired to do. So it's extremely important that we focus on how do we make the process more efficient, more effective, and also lead to better decision-making.
Soraya Correa is DHS Chief Procurement Officer. Find more and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.